Brazil sounds like such an interesting place, and it's so vast and so diverse. I've never been there myself, although I'd love to visit. So I decided to get some background information from one of the most obvious people in Rome, the Brazilian ambassador to Italy. His offices in Palazzo Pamphili overlook the beautiful Piazza Navona, and he was so kind to find time to meet me during his busy schedule and to fill me in on some of the issues the papal journey is highlighting. First of all, I asked him to introduce himself, as I did not trust myself to get the pronunciation of his name correct.
Well, my name is Ademar Barraja. I am the Brazilian ambassador to Italy.
The Pope has spoken often since the beginning of his pontificate of what he calls the growing influence of hedonist secularism, the changing of society, which is less and less involved in spiritual values. And he especially, the bishops actually, especially singled this out as a problem in Brazil, especially as it concerned the youth. Would you agree that it is a Brazilian problem?
Well, I would be very frank. I'm speaking, you know, on a personal note here. I'm not speaking by the government. But let me tell you, first of all, that I am from Catholic breed. And I was educated in a Catholic school in Brazil. So all my background is a Roman Catholic. But I have to recognize that there will be some change in the perception of the young people in general about the church in Brazil, about the behavior of society in face of some rules and regulations of the church. And our new generation is a generation, is in particular in the big cities in Brazil, is a generation more open to new ideas, open to new opportunities. And I believe that one of the reasons why you may have some people not only changing from the Roman Catholic Church to other churches, but simply not going to the church anymore, it's because these young people are not finding in the church the appropriate reply to their inquisitions, their own doubts, and their own perspective. So this is a problem, I believe, that nowadays in Brazil, the church, the Roman Catholic Church, is trying to cope with.
Yes, that is in fact the number one issue the Latin American bishops have highlighted. They believe that the church stands at a turning point after losing ground in recent decades, with statistics showing that in Brazil, the number of Catholics is declining steadily, with many lost to Protestant sects. But the ambassador also put his finger on a peculiarity of Brazilian faith and culture, a reality, he says, that is difficult for the rest of the world to understand.
Another thing that you have to recognize, that is a fact of life, is that we in Brazil, we are not entirely Roman Catholic. You know, we have a lot of influence historically from African religion, from other sources of religion. So the Brazilian people is a people that is more flexible than, I would say, some other people in Europe that are more, I would say, orthodox, if I may use this word. So in Brazil, it's very common that you may have a date, a national religious date, for instance, the date that we pray for São Jorge. São Jorge is, in the Roman Catholic Church, is a very important saint, including all over the world. But in Brazil, São Jorge is linked to one of the gods, if you may say so, or the good protectors of the African origin religion, Macumba, and this type of thing. So when you have the day of São Jorge, around the church of São Jorge, that is a Roman Catholic, you have thousands of people that are coming because also they recognize São Jorge as someone that has an influence in other type of religion. But this is not a contradiction. It's difficult for a foreigner to understand. But that's the way it is. We are people that are more open to different types of spirituality. And to come to your question, I think that the young people nowadays is feeling a little bit without guidance that would be appropriate to their own interest.
Since Lula has been elected, I remember when he was elected, everyone was very hopeful because of his background, because of the person he is. Has he really made a change in a society that is rife with poverty?
Well, I think there is no doubt about that. I think that it doesn't matter if you are in favor or against Lula, but you have to be fair with the numbers. And if you look at the numbers, you are going to see that in the last 4 or 5 years, first, the level of unemployed people has decreased. Second, the number of young people in school have increased. Third, we have, which is perhaps the most important social program, we have 11 million families, which means around 33 million people under the umbrella of a program that is called Program Against the Hunger, Against Hunger, that is very effective because this guarantees to a family where the family is unemployed or the head of the family is unemployed, guarantees, you know, a basket of food and money, but at the same time, it demands that the children, if there are children, that family should be at the school. So, in a sense, you are not only protecting the family, but you are, in a way, preserving that the next generation would have more opportunities because they are going to follow the school.
What about Sao Paulo, which you know very well? It's one of the most populous areas in the world. The Pope's bound to touch on big issues there, like urbanization. I know there's a lot of migration from the rural areas into the city, which means problems with criminality. What's the government doing to tackle these problems?
Well, I think that also, not only in Sao Paulo, but also in Rio, the phenomenon of internal migration is important, was important. Let's not forget that Lula himself was a migrant. He was a man from the north that came to the south, to Sao Paulo, was someone that worked on a factory and now then later on became a leader and later on a politician, although he doesn't like the word, and nowadays is president. So he was a migrant. He knows very well the problem. That's the great difference between Lula and other people, because Lula doesn't speak historically. It's not a question of rhetorics. He knows the problem. He lived the problem. His mother was someone that was, in certain ways, had not the bread to put to their children, including to him. So he knows what he's talking about. And with all those programs, he has decreased, in fact, the level of migration from these people from the north to the south. Now, with the social programs I have been mentioning, many families are returning to their original cities because they see that they can have more opportunities over there than they have in the megalopolis, in the mega cities. But the problem also is not a question only of labor. The problem that we have of criminality, in fact, is a problem with many complexities. One of those complexes is the question of drug trafficking and the question of violence that is associated with the traffic. But I believe that this problem is now being considered in a more macroeconomic way by the government, the central government, means Lula, and the states, in particular the states of Rio, São Paulo, and Minas Gerais.
It was getting late. The ambassador had someone waiting for him in the next room, so I asked one last question. What legacy, I said, do you think this visit will leave the people and the Church of Brazil?
Well, you know, I think that although we have spoken about the diversity of religion in Brazil, you have to recognize that Brazil is the most important Roman Catholic country in the western side of the hemisphere. So a visit of the Pope is, of course, something that is very much expected. And this visit is not different. And I think that it is important. It will be the first time that Brazil will have a canonized saint. I think that will be important for the Church itself, because I think that the presence of the Pope will reinforce the links on the Roman Catholic Church. And I think that the presence of the Pope to get in touch with these people that is very, in general, it's very kind. We have no ethnic problems. We don't have religious infighting. So I think this is something that the Pope, that is a very clever man and a very profound man, would certainly take advantage of this experience to widespread a little bit of peace that we need in the world, I believe.
Isso aqui, oh, oh, é pouquinho de Brasília, ia, desse Brasil que canta e é feliz, feliz, feliz. É também pouco de uma raça que não tem medo de fumar.